News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Another chilly morning, but heading for a high in the 60s, 38 now. More from Dr. Bill and your full forecast coming up in just 30 seconds. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Caden with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it's a quiet start. Accident-free conditions, a chilly start again. If you're heading out, make sure to start the car beforehand and get the heat going. So far, the Bayway, the Causeway, it's been a good start. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, you're checking in with no wrecks in the roadways. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road in Mobile. They offer more room for you and your family. Come see the brand-new 4-bedroom, 2-bath Patriot the Revere Double Wide and pre-qualify at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for occasional showers with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild with highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I love this time of year. Family, friends, football, and shopping. On the other hand, those bills. But with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn up to 2.5% APY on everyday purchases, from groceries to that new Good Luck team jersey. So, while the bills will always be there, at least you're getting rewarded on the purchases you're making anyway. Switch to Kasasa checking at Century Bank, where we take banking personally. Member FDIC, qualifications and rules may apply.
Chris Champ Napier was raised in Pritchard and as a young boy witnessed his father's murder, later expelled from school, became a drug dealer, and murdered a man who tried to rip him off. In prison, he found hope in the Muslim faith, repented, and became a model prisoner. Redemption Beyond My Past is a documentary about his life. See the film and meet this remarkable man Thursday, February 7th, 6:30 p.m. at the Ben May Main Library, 701 Government downtown. Call 208-7079 for more.
608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Sean Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. And joining us in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk Senior Bowl, as the Senior Bowl is. How far out? I look over the sports department here.
It looks like a week and 2 days.
Week and 2 days. There's a countdown for Senior Bowl. And we'll talk to Executive Director of the Senior Bowl coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, Rob Holbert from Landyap joins us. And Captain Bobby. We'll find out, because last week when we talked to him, it's been so bad with the flooding in the rivers and the weather, he just said, I'm working on the boat. I'm organizing my tackle. Things a little bit better by this weekend, and he's going to give us some directions to go out. If you can slip out and enjoy some wintertime fishing, he'll send you in the right direction. And it also is time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good morning, everyone. 6:08 on your Thursday morning. Parents, students, and teachers breathing a sigh of relief after a Mobile County student is arrested after some online threats. Mobile police say the student allegedly threatened to shoot up Causey Middle School on Wednesday. That threat made on social media and then shared repeatedly. In that post, it warned parents not to send their children to school on January the 16th, and that other threats against the school had been copycats. The suspect is not being named at this hour, although we will pass along that there was an increased police presence at the school throughout the day. A new year and a new town hall meeting. Congressman Bradley Byrne is holding his first town hall meeting of the year, and you and your friends and your family are invited. So mark your calendar for tomorrow, January 18th, at 10 a.m. in Tillman's Corner at the Tillman's Corner Community Center, which is located at 5055 Carroll Plantation Road. The town hall meeting is open to the public and free to attend. And speaking of Representative Byrne, according to his Twitter feed, he is paying up on a very fun wager involving a number of local companies. So 11 hours ago, he tweeted, "I am a man of my word and follow through today on my wager with Representative Cunningham on the Alabama-Clemson game. I delivered him with six of the finest Alabama brewed beers in a nice U of Alabama bag. I think we may have a few more Alabama-Clemson games in our future. Hashtag Roll Tide." And then the next tweet, he says, "For those wondering, at Representative Cunningham, received beers from at Fairhope Brewing, at Back 40 Beer, at GP Brewing, at Serta Brewing, at Avondale Brewing, and at Haint Blue Brew, at Alabama Brewers. And then he reminds his friend, Representative Cunningham, and Joe, be sure to keep the beers off the House floor this time. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Pretty, I got to say, a tip of the hat here to Congressman Byrne. I like that selection. I am interested if Congressman's listening or Seth or any of the crew listening this morning. Can y'all say, send me what exactly, I mean, which beer from Fairhope and which beer from Haint Blue?
The pictures are on Twitter.
Oh, are they?
So
okay.
I'll tweet. And
then I can sit there and judge.
I'll tag you, and then you can drool in the morning.
Well, I already like the selections. Obviously, the breweries are all great Alabama breweries, and three of those and AL one. But I would also point out it is there's a little nuance here, which beers he chose to send from those breweries. All right, 12 minutes after 6 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 next.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Food delivery drivers are finding themselves the target of robberies in Pensacola. Four delivery drivers have been robbed at gunpoint in the past 5 days. Two teenagers have been arrested. Police expect to make more arrests. Mobile Fire Rescue investigates 5 fires in 3 days at vacant homes. While we do not know the cause of the fires, investigators say there is one trend they see this time of year.
Got a rash of cold weather, really cold weather, so you could have people seeking shelter in vacant structures.
Former Alabama State Representative Ed Henry is facing up to 10 years in federal prison. He pleaded guilty this week to theft of government property. Henry admitted his company was involved in a Medicare kickback and bribery scheme. The Republican from Hartsell is best known for leading the impeachment push against former Governor Robert Bentley. Lawmakers in Florida will consider a bill that would restrict abortions in the state. House Bill 235 would prohibit doctors from performing an abortion if there is a heartbeat detected. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts announced his decision to transfer to Oklahoma yesterday in an essay in the Players Tribune. Hurts wrote, quote, "Now I'm Bama for life, and that right there will never change. But now it's also time for me to start a new chapter in my story. I'm very fortunate to have this opportunity, and I'm excited for the journey ahead." And because Hurts earned his degree in December, he is eligible to play immediately next season as a graduate transfer for the Sooners. He'll have 1 year of eligibility remaining after playing 3 seasons for the Crimson Tide.
And I don't know if it's just the cumulative body of Jalen's work or how he stepped in at the clutch period for the Tide, but he is leaving Tuscaloosa, going to Oklahoma, and I have nothing but good thoughts for him. I'm not mad at all.
And I don't think you're the only Alabama fan that feels that way. It seems like a majority of Bama fans are happy for him.
Because usually
even though,
you'd be like, oh man, you know, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's great. Good for him.
And I would think it's important to support someone who's putting their own career first while being a gentleman along the way. That never goes out of style.
I mean, he, right. We're always looking for role models. There's one.
Yeah, if he'd left in week two,
different story. Yeah.
But he waited it out and even saved him in the SEC championship game.
He rolls.
Not the only person leaving Alabama, though. Alabama co-defensive coordinator Tosh Lupoy is heading to the NFL. Bruce Feldman of TheAthletic.com tweeted that Lupoy is going to take a job on the Cleveland Browns staff coaching the defensive line. Former Alabama quarterback Freddie Kitchens was named the Browns head coach just last week. Feldman added that Lupoy was a huge recruiting force for the Tide as the primary recruiter for Tua Tagovailoa, Jonah Williams, Raquan Davis, Najee Harris, Alex Leatherwood, Trevon Diggs, and Dylan Moses. ESPN reports that Pete Golding, who is Alabama's co-defensive coordinator, is likely to be elevated to the primary coordinator and play-calling role. In SEC basketball last night, Auburn beat Texas A&M 85-66. Bryce Brown led the Tigers with 22 points. They've now won two straight after losing to Ole Miss a week ago. South Carolina rallied from 12 points down to defeat Vanderbilt 74-71. And Alabama beat Missouri on the road 70-60. The Tide were led in scoring by the coach's son, Avery Johnson Jr. Junior put up 14 points in the win. Tonight, the South Alabama Jaguars teams are back on the court. The men's team will host Georgia State at the Mitchell Center. Tip-off is at 7 p.m., while the women's team will play at Georgia State. And that game is set to begin at 5 p.m. In the NBA, James Harden scored 58 points in the Rockets' 145-142 overtime loss to the Nets in Houston, giving him back-to-back games with at least 55 points. He scored 57 against the Grizzlies on Monday night. Harden now the first player to score at least 55 points in back-to-back games since Wilt Chamberlain did it back in 1962. Stephen Curry scored 41 points, and the Golden State Warriors beat New Orleans 147-140.
Curry launches again.
Curry made 9 three-pointers to become the first player in NBA history to make 8 or more threes in 3 straight games. And Boston beat Toronto 117-108 to snap a 3-game losing streak. 6:17 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for occasional showers with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild with highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
MedSouth and Foley has been improving patient lives through a variety of healthcare services for over 30 years. They are well equipped to help with all your medical equipment needs and accept most major insurances, including Medicare. MedSouth carries a large selection of CPAP machines and supplies, nebulizers and oxygen, even power wheelchairs. Back pain? Back bracing is their specialty. Better living starts with a visit to MedSouth on McKenzie Street in Foley. MedSouth, providing quality care for their patients and community every day.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ADA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center accident, free conditions continue. A nice ride from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford. If you're traveling across the Bayway, so far, Mobile, Tillman's Corner, Theodore, you're accident free. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
620 FM Talk 106.5 and midday Mobile coming up in a little bit. Mobile mornings.
Right.
I get lost with
this
the
This is the second day in a row that you've tried to push the gas pedal on the clock.
Something maybe about Thursday makes it even worse, right?
Right.
As we're getting ready for the weekend ahead. But no, lots to do today. And coming up, Dr. Bill will walk us through the weekend forecast. And I gotta say, it's not perfect. There may be one day that's better than the other, but there's some rain coming in. It's going to affect one of the days more than the other. He'll talk about that at 6:35. Right now, Kelly Finley has our headlines.
Yeah, it's all about perspective, though. At least we're not dealing with snowstorms and blizzards and things like that.
I can't argue.
That's why we live here. It is 6:20 on your Thursday morning. Good morning, everyone. News from the northwest portion of our country, and it has Alabama ties. Montana authorities have identified the person who died when an SUV crashed into a snowmobile. The victim has been identified as a 60-year-old man from Alabama. The Gallatin County coroner and their officials confirmed on Wednesday that Michael Nahar of Five Points was declared dead as a result of that crash in West Yellowstone. The collision happened on Monday when the snowmobile carrying two riders failed to stop at a stop sign in town. The other rider was taken to a hospital in Idaho Falls, Idaho, and remains in critical condition. It's not clear as to who was driving, but the police chief says that both riders were on vacation and they rented that snowmobile. And you know, you have to think with this government shutdown, they're at Yellowstone, and you wonder what type of authorities were within the area or what type of assistance was in the area to remind them the do's and don'ts about being there. Because,
well, how about they just stop at a stop sign?
Well, then there's that too.
Yeah, there. I mean, like it was Chief Batiste the other day was talking about the ATVs in town, riding the ATVs and talking about.
Yes.
You're not, like the chief said, you're not supposed to be riding the ATVs on city streets.
But
I
agree with you. I mean, but remember, both riders were on vacation. So when you're in that vacation mindset, sometimes people put their brains to the side and say, I'm having a good time. I'm earning my money's worth for this trip. I'm just saying. Okay. Back here in the port city, the investigation continues into who fired shots into a vehicle and home. There was a mom and child inside that vehicle. Mobile police confirmed that around noon on Tuesday, officers responded to Seabreeze Road East in reference to a shots fired complaint. The victim reported that a man that she knew fired shots into her vehicle while she and her child were inside. Officers also discovered that bullets went through an occupied home in the area, so no word on how many people were inside that home at the time of the shooting. And as you probably guessed it, the suspect took off. If you have information about their whereabouts or who they may be, call Mobile Police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. By the way, the sad story out there, but what a beautiful part of the world. West Yellowstone, up the Madison River Valley. One day, when I'm gone from Mobile for some period of time, like probably June through September every year, that's where I'll be.
That's the only park that encompasses three states.
I guess that's right. Because you have, because even at Four Corners, it doesn't actually have, so it is. Four Corners, I need to go look, because I thought Four Corners had three states,
that's
which it should have four, but it only has three.
Yellowstone prides themselves on that. I lived in Billings, Montana. That was my second TV market.
Which is a whole other story.
Big Sky Country.
Yeah, one of my faves. All right, 624 FM Talk 106.5. Remember this voice?
The Constitution lays out the method for us to call ourselves back into special session if need be to complete the impeachment process.
That is the voice of Ed Henry back during the questioning of impeaching former governor Robert Bentley. And he brought a lot of attention back then. And then it was about a year ago, a discussion of Ed Henry and was he guilty of theft of government property. Here's the story. Mike Kaysen's story from AL.com says former state representative Ed Henry of Hartsell pled guilty. I know Mike writes pleaded, but I can't. I'm an old school throwback, and I stick with pled. Pled guilty in federal court yesterday morning to one count of theft of government property. Prosecutors said Ed Henry entered agreements with three doctors under which the doctors would refer patients to Henry's chronic care management business and waive the required copays by the patients. Medicare then reimbursed for services provided by Henry's company. Prosecutors said the result was that Medicare paid for services that the patients would have otherwise declined had they been required to pay for the copays. The crime is a felony and has a maximum penalty of up to 10 years in prison and a fine of $250,000. Henry's plea agreement says the prosecutors will recommend a sentence and fine at the bottom of advisory guidelines. Prosecutors agreed to dismiss all 17 counts in the indictment against Henry issued by the grand jury last year. Charges included conspiracy and a violation of an anti-kickback law. Now, Chief U.S. Magistrate Judge Capel Jr. accepted Henry's guilty plea on the one theft charge yesterday. The decision on whether to accept the plea agreement will be up to Chief U.S. District Judge Keith Watkins, who is scheduled to hold trial on Henry's case in early February. Henry and his attorney, Max Pulliam, declined comment after yesterday's hearing. Henry, who served in the Alabama House of Representatives from 2010 to 2018, did not run for re-election this year and filed a notice last week that he would change his plea to guilty. Henry, 48, had initially denied any wrongdoing after his indictment last year. And there are a lot more of the story we'll talk about in the midday show. And part of it are the tentacles to early on, it was in the first term of the Bentley governorship that you had questions about what was being done with representatives and how health providers were allowed to work in Alabama. And you had and also which companies could have their prescriptions being the default, I guess, the ones that are paid for at 100% from insurance providers. There were a group of folks that got wrapped up in that early on, state legislators. That investigation then got quiet for a while. And I wonder, and we're going to talk about this today in depth, if that didn't end up bearing poisonous fruit down the road that we're looking at now. Because there was a series, and it didn't get a ton of attention because the Bentley scandal popped up and all the attention moved over there. But there were three different members of the House of Representatives that got wrapped up in that 6 years ago, something like that. Maybe not that long, 4 years ago. And then it ended up kind of going away from the news cycle because of the Bentley investigation. But now I think this Ed Henry is somehow tied to that initial investigation. And we're going to dig into this in the midday show. It's pretty interesting because people often say, you know, they're crooked in Montgomery. They're on the take in Montgomery. And I will agree that some are, but I often ask the question, how? How does it work? When we have ethics violations, how is the game being played? Mm-hmm. And it's things like this. Is the way that, you know, it's the idea of people handing over bags of cash to state legislators and then them changing their vote.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's happened in the history of our state, but I don't think it's the common. I think stories like this, a little more nuanced, is what actually goes on, and we'll dig into it today.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Today is 6 months since the disappearance of a Mobile mother. Family and friends will mark the occasion tonight with a vigil for Daniela Vian at Medal of Honor Park. Vian was last seen July 17th at the Shell gas station on Government Boulevard near I-65. The car she was driving, a blue Chevy Cruze, is also missing. An Alabama law preventing the removal of Confederate monuments from public property has been overturned. A circuit court judge ruled a 2017 state law banning the removal of such monuments violates free speech. There are Confederate monuments in 56 Alabama counties. Lawmakers in Florida will consider a bill that would restrict abortions in the state. House Bill 235 would prohibit doctors from performing an abortion if there is a heartbeat detected. The Mid Bay Bridge in Destin has reopened to limited traffic. The bridge closed last week after crews discovered corrosion on the bridge spans. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
The Trump administration rolls out plans today for a space-based missile defense system to protect against North Korea and Iran and to counter new weapons being developed by Russia and China. Clarissa Ward reports from northern Syria that the four Americans killed in a suicide blast yesterday, including two service members, may have been targeted, as the restaurant where the explosion occurred was a regular stop for Americans.
Potentially, they may have been going there to meet with local sources, gather information about the situation on the ground. And certainly, it's fair to say that U.S. troops do have a significant presence in the town of Membij.
Britain's opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn says Prime Minister Theresa May's offer of talks on a new Brexit deal is a stunt because she will not rule out leaving the European Union without a deal. Hadass Gold is in London.
The question is, what is the thing that can get everybody on the same page and could get the European Union to agree to as well? And right now it seems nobody has the answer to that.
On Wall Street, stock futures show continuing declines right across the boards. I'm Michael Toscano.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The Fed's beige book signals tightening financial conditions and falling optimism in economic activity that may lay the groundwork for no rate hike in March. BMO Capital Markets says the Fed's report on economic conditions around the country over the past 6 weeks was consistent with moderate underlying domestic growth and increasing risks appearing on the horizon, including tariffs, the government shutdown, and a still tight labor market. Microsoft has pledged $500 million to support affordable housing in the Seattle area, an effort to address concern that tech companies' financial success has pushed less wealthy people out of their communities. China's pig population is expected to drop by between 10 and 20% by the end of the year as a result of the impact of the African swine fever. While the immediate impact of the fall in pig numbers in China has been limited due to a fall in consumption in China, there will likely be a shortage in global pork production in the second half of the year. That's Your Money Now.
Never saw it as a problem when I was younger. Two cigarettes, three cigarettes. It wasn't a habit. My mom, she was always like, you need to get rid of them. Gave the Juul a real chance and found out I liked it. Found out it really works. The switch was easy. It was a no-brainer, really. This came from her, really.
Patrick made the switch December 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Sudden unexplained infant death is the leading cause of mortality among infants in Alabama. This is Alabama coach Nick Saban. Let's kick off this year by reducing the rate of infant deaths from unsafe sleep. Infants from birth until 1 year of age should always be placed to sleep on their back in an approved crib with only a fitted crib sheet. Let's make this year a winning season for babies by creating a safe sleep environment. To learn more, go to alabamapublichealth.gov/perinatal.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So 30s, upper 30s this morning, but getting warmer today, you say? And then when does the rain hit as well?
Yeah, well, we're going to get widespread rainfall in the forecast. That's going to be on Saturday. But there's a possibility that we could see a shower today and tonight. But it's definitely going to warm up, and looks like tomorrow we could be up around 70 degrees, and the same for Saturday. But then cold weather comes in for Sunday and Monday. Right now it doesn't look like it's going to be quite as cold as we talked about yesterday and the day before, but still we're going to see a freeze here in the Mobile area. Now today, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower, up to around 65 degrees today. Tonight, a few showers and some fog, particularly after midnight. I expect a low tonight in the mid-50s. And then for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a high around 70 degrees. Now, for the weekend, Saturday, cloudy, good chance for showers and possibly a thunderstorm or two. It's going to be breezy with temperatures in the upper 60s. The rain will continue into Saturday night, then turning colder. And on Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 50, could possibly be in the upper 40s. And then Sunday night, low here in Mobile, around 30 degrees, which means many areas will get into the upper 20s for Sunday night. Monday, plenty of sunshine and still cool, around 55, but then not as cold for Monday night because the wind will be out of the south. And so then we'll warm up again for Tuesday and Wednesday with a chance of showers.
All right. A couple things standing out. First of all, how quickly this winter, exactly what you just laid out, has happened, where the cold front will come in, but it doesn't seem to last but a day or so before the winds turn back around from the south or the east. I mean, it seems to...
Yeah, everything's moving very, very fast. And this storm system that is coming out of the Great Plains and that will affect us on Saturday, it's going to be an intense storm, and looks like it could be a big snowstorm for the mid-Atlantic states. That means New York City could have a big snowfall out of this, so they're watching that one very carefully. For us, though, it's going to help bring the cold air down. Things are moving rapidly across the country, so the cold air will come in for a day. Wind comes around to the south. Back we go into mild weather for the middle of next week. Again, it won't be quite as cold as we looked yesterday. But still, we're going to see a freeze, and a good chance we could get into the upper 20s here in Mobile. But right now, we're looking for about 30 for the low.
When that rain comes through on Saturday, do you have any severe weather associated with it? And how much rain are you looking at?
Well, since things are moving rather rapidly, I don't expect at this point a lot of rain. We could pick up a half an inch of rain, maybe an inch. There's a possibility of a few thunderstorms. Don't expect those to reach severe levels, but it'd be mostly a rain event. But I don't expect to rain more than, say, an inch in some areas, and that'll move on out, and then the cold air comes in on Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill. I'll remind folks, too, if they have yet to live up to their New Year's resolution to pick up a copy of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, tell folks how to complete that resolution.
Well, if you're on the Eastern Shore, you can pick up your free copy, or more than one copy,
yeah,
at Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope, as well as Billy Langford Allstate, Autocraft Collision Centers, located across Baldwin County, and also Robertsdale Power Equipment. Here in the Mobile area, West Marine, two locations that you can pick up copies, as well as Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars over at Cottage Hill Road, and also at Robert Moore Christmas Town. Again, they are free.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our exclusive forecast from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Remember, online, fmtalk1065.com, you can get the online opinion poll question, where we're still asking the same question because, gosh, it continues to still be relevant. Usually, an online opinion poll question's up for a day, 2 days, something like that, and we take it down and put something else up. This one is into 10 days now, mm-hmm. I think we've had this up, and it is asking the question, when do you think the shutdown will end? Did y'all see anything in the last 24 hours that makes you think it's going to be soon?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
No, not at all.
It gets worse as the days progress.
So those that have took the early odds going way out, they're probably they're in the chips right now.
Is it appropriate to ask how you voted? Are you both?
I'll tell you.
Okay,
yeah,
with
yeah.
sharing that.
Yeah.
How'd you vote?
1 to 3 months.
Yeah. What'd you do?
Yeah. Same here. I said 1 to 3 months.
How about you? 3 to 6.
I thought you weren't the person that said the government will never reopen.
I mean, I have perspective, but come on.
You can vote online. We'd love to hear from y'all as well. If you've not yet voted in the online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, check out the front page of the website, fmtalk1065.com. And speaking of checking things out and New Year's resolutions, 1-800-GOT-JUNK can help you live up to that New Year's resolution to get organized in 2019. But before you get organized, let me just say the meat of it is the fewer things you have to get organized, the better. So if you got a bunch of junk around the house, get rid of the junk. It makes the organization easier. I'm going to try to put in one of those specialty closet things over the weekend. You know what I'm talking about? Where you go in, because we have the closets that kind of came with the house.
Yes.
But I'm putting in the wire shelves with the drawer and the hang and the this and the do the other thing. And I realized that there's a bunch of stuff there. Even if I got the shelves for it, I don't need it. I need it gone. So you, like me, need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's easy to make the appointment with my buddy Trey and his crew working in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or just pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. 642, we'll be right back. Fairhope Brewing Company invites you to their 6th anniversary party, Saturday, January 19th, starting at 2. Celebrate the 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon-themed party with 40 beers on tap, including A Few Good Hops, Fruit Loose, and Hazy Man IPA. $5 gets you in the door and includes a commemorative glass. Food trucks will be on site while you enjoy great live music all day, performed by Edward David Anderson, Brown Goose, and a Van Morrison tribute band. Don't miss the 6th anniversary party on January 19th at Fairhope Brewing Company.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Good morning for the StoneArmsInc.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department to clear, but state troopers on the scene of an accident. Grand Bay Wimmer Road at Creel Road has got a car in a ditch there. Shouldn't be affecting traffic too much. Nice ride from the 1065 split. Traveling downtown from the tunnels and across the bayway. Still have light traffic on the way in this morning. 7 decades of football. Get tickets to the 70th annual Reese's Senior Bowl coming up next Saturday on January 26th. You can find them at Senior Bowl headquarters downtown or at SeniorBowl.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
642, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings, Thursday style, on the way. The game, I need to go just find, look at it. Go. It won't be hard to find with my nephews or I'm sure a lot of people's children, but I need to go look at Fortnite. Mm-hmm. I got a story about Fortnite coming up and how much Fortnite, the game, video game, made in 2018. Get ready to have your socks knocked clean off here, grown-ups. It's something. 6:43, more headlines now. Here's Kelly Findlay.
Let me know if you want some teenage intel, because they're getting ready to go to school. So they'll be in the car.
Mine is probably in the car here shortly as well, although I don't know. She doesn't. I think she's hip to the Fortnite stuff, but she doesn't play it. I don't think.
Yeah, we have two out of three are into this. They know of it. I don't know if they're gamers. I wouldn't say they're gamers, but they know of it. They've played the game. So if we need to get some intel, you just let me know.
All right.
Let's get you to your headline, 6:43 on your Thursday morning. It is an exciting day in the city of Pritchard, as residents there are going to get their first look at the city's new fire trucks. It's happening today at Cooper Municipal Complex, the A.J. Cooper Municipal Complex, at 8 a.m. A public christening ceremony is scheduled for noon. It's been a long time coming for the city after the Pritchard City Council finally approved the purchase of the two new trucks. And if you want to not only cheer on the firefighters, Sean and Dalton, but you also want your name in lights, the fire department's allowing you to autograph the fire hoses on the trucks this morning. How fun is that?
So I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, maybe they're starting a thing. Either way, bring your Sharpie. Bring it. Across the bay in Baldwin County, an Alberta favorite is opening its doors once again. The Roadkill Cafe was forced to close after a fire engulfed the storage room of the restaurant, which the owner believes was a result of an electrical issue. You'll recall, because we reported on it right here on Mobile Mornings, that fire happened back on January 8th around 11:30 p.m. And as luck would have it, or if you believe in a higher power, listen to this. A firefighter returning home from dinner actually saw smoke coming from the building. It's located on Highway 98. It took about 2 hours for the fire department to get the fire out. The owner, his name is Mike Williams. I love this quote. This is what he says. Quote, if he had not noticed that smoke, it would have been a total loss. The fire departments did a fantastic job. God was on my side. Love that. And real quickly, a shout out and happy birthday. I don't usually do this, but Betty White is 97 years old today. Love birthdays, especially from people who are so much fun.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Oh, and the fact that she'll curse.
Oh, she'll dab. Remember the Super Bowl dab. Right. Oh, my goodness. But yes, those are your headlines. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. So y'all digest this one. The free-to-play. I love this. It's a free-to-play video game called Fortnite. Mm-hmm. Right? So free-to-play. No, this is the
they
genius.
They must have not made any money.
Right. It's the genius of marketing, actually. And I talk about this when so many newspapers all went to paywalls to get people through. And how many of those did not make the cut? You know, instead of working on advertising, they start charging people to get to their website.
Because it's so irritating because you can read like three or four lines, yes. And then they say, yeah. You want to read the rest
right.
of the story.
And then most people, I say, stick it. I'll read the story elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Well, this is what I'm saying is that freemium idea really does work on the web, and I think it works in video games as well. I'll show you. Here are the stats. Fortnite, it's a free-to-play game, but then once you're hooked on the game, you have to buy all kind of extra stuff to enhance your experience. That's just a good business model, mm-hmm. I think. Fortnite, by the way, in 2018, this video game made, here are the stats, $2.4 billion, billion dollars, the most annual revenue of any game in history. Even though it's a free game to play, but buying the extra items gave them $2.4 billion in revenue. The items purchased include season passes, character skins, and dances. I guess that's where that flossing things comes from.
Yep.
After Fortnite, the most lucrative free-to-play games of 2018 were as follows. Dungeon Fighter Online, $1.5 billion. League of Legends, $1.4 billion. Pokemon Go, is still out there, $1.3 billion. And Crossfire, which is actually an old political talk show, but now a video game, $1.3 billion. So,
whatever happened to the simple days of, was it Farmland on Facebook? Where everyone would send you Farmville.
Oh my gosh, if one more person sent me one of those requests, it would have been $2 billion there. So there you go. Fortnite, $2.4 billion.
Unbelievable.
648, coming right back.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Feel like you can't afford to sell your home? Jason Wells' Buyer Premium Listing Program cuts the commission rate in half. That's a total fee of just 3%. Call me, Jason Will, with JWRE at 333-4700. That's 333-4700 or online at jasonwillsellit.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Food delivery drivers are finding themselves the target of robberies in Pensacola. Four delivery drivers have been robbed at gunpoint in the past 5 days. Two teenagers have been arrested. Police expect to make more arrests. Mobile Fire Rescue investigates 5 fires in 3 days at vacant homes. While we do not know the cause of the fires, investigators say there is one trend they see this time of year.
Got a rash of cold weather. Really cold weather, so you could have people seeking shelter in vacant structures.
Former Alabama State Representative Ed Henry is facing up to 10 years in federal prison. He pleaded guilty this week to theft of government property. Henry admitted his company was involved in a Medicare kickback and bribery scheme. The Republican from Hartselle is best known for leading the impeachment push against former Governor Robert Bentley. Lawmakers in Florida will consider a bill that would restrict abortions in the state. House Bill 235 would prohibit doctors from performing an abortion if there is a heartbeat detected. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
10 minutes till 7 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Looks like Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts has made his decision. Yesterday, Hurts announced his decision to transfer to Oklahoma in an essay in the Players Tribune. Hertz wrote, "Now I'm Bama for life, and that right there will never change. But now it's also time for me to start a new chapter in my story. I'm very fortunate to have this opportunity, and I'm excited for the journey ahead." Because Hertz earned his degree in December, he is eligible to play immediately next season as a graduate transfer for the Sooners. He will have 1 year of eligibility remaining after playing 3 seasons with the Crimson Tide. Alabama co-defensive coordinator Tosh Lupoi is headed to the NFL. Bruce Feldman of TheAthletic.com tweeted that Lupoi is going to take a job on the Cleveland Browns staff, coaching the defensive line. Former Alabama quarterback Freddie Kitchens was named the Browns head coach just last week. Feldman added that Lupoi was a huge recruiting force for the Tide as a primary recruiter for Tua Tagovailoa, Jonah Williams, Raquan Davis, Najee Harris, Alex Leatherwood, Trevon Diggs, and Dylan Moses. ESPN reports that Pete Golding, who's Alabama's co-defensive coordinator, is likely to be elevated to the primary position and play-calling role. In SEC basketball last night, Auburn beat Texas A&M 85-66. Bryce Brown led the Tigers with 22 points. They've now won 2 straight after losing to Ole Miss just a week ago. South Carolina rallied from 12 points down to defeat Vanderbilt 74-71, and Alabama beat Missouri on the road 70-60. The Tide were led in scoring by the coach's son, Avery Johnson Jr. Jr. put up 14 points in the win. Tonight, the South Alabama Jaguars teams are back on the court. The men's team will host Georgia State at the Mitchell Center. Tip-off is at 7 p.m., and the women's team will play at Georgia State with the game set to begin at 5 p.m. 6:51 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for occasional showers with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild with highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The Alabama Coastal Foundation will hold its annual Sustainability Summit Friday, January 25th at the University of South Alabama Student Center. Chandra Wright, Director of Environmental and Educational Initiatives at the Lodge at Gulf State Park, is the morning keynote speaker. Concurrent sessions will include climate adaptation, ecosystem services, local government recycling, coastal resiliency, and more. For complete information and to register, visit joinacf.org.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Grand Bay Fire Department on the scene of an accident with injuries at Grand Bay Wilmer Road and Creel Road. It's got a car in a ditch with entrapment. Avoid that area if you can. Really, you've got light traffic beyond that. Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Fort, light traffic and accident-free conditions. Are you starting the new year on a wellness plan? How about eliminating some post-holiday stress by visiting the newly renovated spa at the Grand Hotel in Point Clear? A 20,000 square foot European spa, fitness center, and more. See them at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 6:54, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings Thursday style. Time to check headlines. Here is Kelly Finley.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday Eve to you. 6:54 right now. A recall is in effect, and if you drive a Hyundai, heads up, about 100,000 Sonatas and Santa Fe Sport vehicles are being recalled for an inspection of their fuel tube installations. This recall impacts 2011 through 2014 Sonatas. Miatas and the 2013 through 2014 Santa Fe Sports with engines replaced under two previous recalls. According to the company, this recall is to inspect and confirm proper reinstallation of the fuel tube to the high-pressure fuel pump. The defect can potentially cause a fire. But Hyundai says that they've had no reports of any issues, any safety situations in relation to this recall. The Sonata and the Santa Fe Sport are both manufactured at Hyundai's Montgomery plant. Hyundai also says that they are extending the warranty to 10 years and 120,000 miles for original and subsequent owners of 2011 through 2018 Sonatas and 2013 through 2018 Santa Fe Sport vehicles. All this for engine repairs. If you have questions, call 1-800-633-5151. That's the number to the Hyundai Customer Care Center. If you are planning to pick up a prescription, do it soon, as Walmart has announced they are removing their pharmacies from the drug benefit network operated by CVS Caremark. And this may impact hundreds of thousands of people who are currently looking for a new provider. In a statement, CVS says that Walmart has opted to leave the CVS Caremark Pharmacy Benefit Management commercial and manage Medicaid retail pharmacy networks, which means if you receive CVS drug benefits through your employer or via Medicaid, you'll no longer be covered for prescriptions filled at Walmart. CVS oversees drug benefits for about 93 million people. The exit will be official May 1st. CVS says this comes as the two companies just failed to reach an agreement on pricing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 6:56, FM Talk 106.5. Up next hour, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast for the weekend ahead. Rain in the mix for Saturday. How much? And then some cold weather coming in Sunday into Monday. He'll talk more about that as well. Hey, the holiday season is over. Brand new year. And if you've been thinking about your credit cards you used over the holidays, how about you make a New Year's resolution to save every month? Lower your interest rate and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with autopay and save thousands in interest. The rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your rate won't budge. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. And the application is 100% online, and there are no fees. Lightstream believes people with good credit deserve a low rate and an easy process. And y'all can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go online to lightstream.com/Sullivan. 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 Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. 657 FM Talk 106.5. Coming right back, hour number two of Mobile Mornings.